Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is the Matthew 6 text that you heard read. There's probably not too many audiences, if you will, that are more prepared to deal with this text and less prepared to deal with this text than you are now. When I was part of your group 5 years ago, and this text I stumbled on in reading, it hit home to me. You have indeed given up, it would seem, the things that our Lord is talking about. Our Lord was telling the people, don't worry about your life, don't worry about your clothes. Trust in the Lord, rest in His hope, and retain His promises in your mind. And you've done that, it would seem. You've come from various places of the country, of the world. You've given up home, occupations, positions, and salaries. And here you've found yourself having to do much the same, scraping together what you need to support the family, if you have a family. If not, you're probably looking at the very same thing, but the scope isn't as broad. There's a concern for the clothes. There's a concern for the family. But how much have you really given up? What was your real motive? Why are you here today? Where will you be tomorrow? Many have darkened the seats that you're sitting on now and have come with a doctrine in mind and left with another doctrine. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. When our Lord was speaking to His disciples, they were men like you. Peter had a family. His concerns were yours. His fishing, his mouths that had to be fed. They didn't just drop everything and walk off. For the scripture leads us to understand they did at times return, as you are, to maintain the family. And so Peter fished. And so the others. And legend has it that others died with families, as Philip. And their concerns were there. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. The lilies of the valley are clothed. So the Lord will clothe you. The animals are fed, so the Lord will feed you. Is this ringing in? The concerns that you have for the family, do you find them riding over your concerns for what you're about to do? Do you find often you're questioning the value of what you're doing? Is the kingdom of God really worth the sacrifice you're giving up? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Our Lord is giving us a very clear message here. There's a seeking. You will grow in the knowledge of the kingdom of God for the rest of your life. There will be men that have passed before us whose height of knowledge we will never attain. But we still seek, ask, knock. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be granted to you. And so, Philip gave up his life. And so Matthew gave up his life. And Peter gave up his life. For a doctrine they learned, they believed in, and they maintained with their whole life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be granted to you. The Lord is testing, if you will, and will test you and me throughout our ministry. What you have as an idea of the ministry is not what it is. The only comfort you're guaranteed to get is out of the word of the Lord. When the Lord says the kingdom of God is peace and joy. And you're going to have to search through people's tribulations and through your own tribulations to understand the hope of what the Lord has said. There's going to be parts of Scripture you will never understand. All you can do is hold fast to what those who have had a higher knowledge than we have professed. And so we hold. But the message is clear. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be granted unto you. Scripture makes it clear what this is really all about, and in 5 minutes it's very difficult to bring it all to a head. But it's humility. It's not how much more you know than anyone else. You are called, and I am called, to slavery. When we get out into the ministry, we're put on pedestals. It's the worst insult they can give to us. For we are not called to rule as men, but as slaves. Our strength is not our own. The things we have are not our own. But they come from the Holy Spirit. Matthew 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. It's reaching out in the tribulations of people's lives, not with the comfort of the world, not with the doctrine of the world, but with law and gospel, so that they understand their sins and come to the knowledge that repentance is not the good works. Repentance is recognizing the sin and recognizing the Savior. The Lord accepts us with our faults, not because of our faults. But though our sins be as scarlet, they're as white as snow. And so, following the King. Then the King will say to those of his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And the answers aren't always going to be there. You're not called to come up with new answers for the women's role in the church. You're not called to come up with new answers for open communion. But you're called to persevere in the truth. But Jesus said to him, no one putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. But he knows, and you know, we all do this. And so we recognize again, though our sins be as scarlet, they are as white as snow. The price he paid was not only for those that we are preaching to, but also to ourselves, who our feet are in reality less than clay. There's another message of new birth. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And the only way we come through this is through the Scriptures and being acquainted with what the Scriptures say and looking at the hardships of Isaiah as he cries out when he finds out what his ministry is. How long, O Lord? And so will you, and so do I. And so it's also endurance. Strengthen the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God. And so more often than not, you'll find yourselves as Moses, looking for men to hold up your hands. And this is another one that we should just touch on briefly. The jobs that your wives will have are in many ways more difficult than you, yours, because they don't know what you're going through, but you are doing the leading. And in the activity, there is comfort. But in the guessing of what is going on, there's deep tribulation. And so even to those, to the women, we must say, we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God. Faith and love. As James says, "Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs to the kingdom of God, which he has promised to those who love him?" The kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Therefore, let us pursue these things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify one another. Amen. And now may that peace which surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.